Okay, so first, yes, we are starting with Menchas Chinuch. First, a Ha'ara from last week, and then we'll move into the main sugya of Baal Ta'achar. So just from the Menchas Chinuch, we mentioned last week that the Gemara here assumes that it is obviously mutter to bring shlamim, which are nedarim and nedavos, to bring voluntary karbanos on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, if you're allowed to, whatever salute misaltinan means, either make flour or to cut wood, for all the times that it's mutter on Chol HaMoed, so obviously you can bring karban, it's no worse than all the things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, for David Aved, for Tzarech HaMoed, and the like. And we noted that the Gemara in Tmura provides a pasuk for this, right? Here it's obvious, but the Gemara in Tmura thinks it's not obvious and provides a pasuk to teach us that in fact you're allowed to do it, and we dealt with some of the ways of resolving the contradiction, why here it's obvious you don't need a pasuk, there you need a pasuk, is it a machlokes? So just on that point, Menchas Chinuch notes, and he says, okay, let's take for a moment the Gemara in Tmura. So we noted 7-8 months ago or something like that when we did Chol HaMoed, this is one of our early shurim, and Daf Tezvav, that there's a machlokas, the Gemara in Chagiga, which discusses, and Moed Katan rather, which discusses Chol HaMoed, notes that there is, that it starts with a pasuk, is malacha, asar, and Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara ends up concluding that masra kasar lachachomim. And the Rishonim divide, and whether that means that the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed, to whatever extent there is an isra malacha, is daraisa, or is it derabanan? What is masra kasar lachachomim? Is it that Chazal defined the daraisa, but what exists is daraisa, or is it derabanan? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Turi Evan, the Turi Evan, the obvious question. If the prohibition of Chol HaMoed, the prohibitions of Chol HaMoed are derabanan, then why is the Gemara in Tmura providing a pasuk to tell you that it's mutter to bring karbanos on Chol HaMoed? The whole iser to do malacha is only derabanan. You can't have a pasuk telling you that it's derabanan. So it could be, again, that that's machlokas. Maybe it's machlokas asugyas, whether malacha on Chol HaMoed is darais or derabanan, or maybe it's just an asmachta, or whatever the case may be. But Menchas Chinuch takes a different approach. And he says as follows. He says there's a famous, I don't like using the word famous, but there's a famous Taz, right? It's called, by people who discuss it, the Taz Hayadua. And that's where they end, right? The known position of the Taz. To the point where Rav David Cohn, you know Rav David Cohn? Rav David Cohn, okay. So Rav David Cohn wrote, what? The Brooklyn Taz. Yeah. Wrote a book called HaTaz Hayadua, which is, if I remember, 150 either proofs or kashas on this Taz from a... There's got to be better things to do with your time, but okay, fine. Some people just get into something. There are people like Rav Yosef Engel does this all the time.
He's a prolific writer.
Oh, he's prolific, yeah. So he has a book like this. It's like Rav Yosef Engel. Yeah. Like Rav Yosef Engel has Beis HaOtzar, which is like an encyclopedia, but he also has Gvura Shmonim, which is one question with 80 answers, and Zikna Shivim, I think it is, with one question with 70 answers. You know, and then the Chalkes Yaakov is the Kabbat de Kushyasa, 103 questions. Whatever, people do weird things. They write interesting things to get into it. Okay, so he has a book on the Taz Hayadua. So the Taz Hayadua is as follows. The Taz says in several places that if something is mefurash leheter in the pasuk, that the Torah says it is mutter, then Chazal are not allowed to be gozer midirabanan and make it usher, even on a derabanan level. So he, for example, he says, why is it? His two famous, most famous examples are, one, why didn't Chazal set up a gzeira that you can't do bris milah on Shabbos? Because we have all the gzeiros of Rabbah that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So, you know, you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, so on Shabbos we don't let you shake a lulav, we don't let you blow shofar, all these daraisas. So why not bris milah? So he says, because the pasuk says Bayom HaShmini, and Chazal Darshan Bayom HaShmini tells you Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So it's explicit in the Torah that it's mutter. And once the Torah is explicit, it's mutter. So then you can't aser with a darabon. And if it's not explicit, right? The Torah never says you are allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. It just doesn't say you aren't allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, but never says you can. So therefore, you can set up a gzeira that you can't blow shofar on Shabbos. But Mila, it says you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So it must be that it's mutter and you can't set up a derabanan. It's impervious to derabanan. His other example is, why is it that Chazal allowed shofar at all? Right? Why didn't they just say it's usher to play music, and shofar is basically music, it's mashmiya kol, so why don't you just say it's usher on Rosh Hashanah? It says because it can't be, because the Torah says blow a shofar, so it must be that it's mutter. That's the Taz Hayadua. Right, that's what he writes. Levin li nicha nira dinicha pimach kot vataz biyardeh simen kuf yud zayin chayim v'yorochayim mishbat chom ma she'adavar b'mefurash b'kosuv lahatir ein goch v'yad chomim lasar. Whenever the Torah explicitly says something is mutter, so Chazal cannot forbid it. Right, so I just did it backwards. So this is how he writes it, but it's a little bit backwards. But the question was, ein b'turei evin, kundras, avni miluim, hirsek b'shitas Ramban. Because the Turei Evin tried to prove, like the Ramban, the Melechus Chol HaMoed imin HaTorah, that the Malacha, the Yisra and Malacha, to the extent that it exists in Chol HaMoed, is biblical. Why? V'docha, his raya was, right, next line, Shevi Raya, Masechus Temura, Yodalam and Veis. He brings a raya from the Gemara we saw last week. Right, because he says that Omer, Mishum Rishim Ben Yotzadak, or Yochanan rather, Mishum Mishum Ben Yotzadak, Eila Tasu Lashem Modechem, Eilu Chovas Abam Machmas Aregel, Vad Menidrechem, Venidvosechem, Lima, Al Nidarm Ben Adavash Krem, Chol Shoma Wade. You have this week's or last week? It's the first source. Okay. Right, so the Gemara had brought a pasuk to tell you that you can't. That you can rather bring karbanos. So the Turei Evin said, "Vim lachas chol hamoed ein asur dara vehevik yom cholim kein lama tzarach lima nedarim and davos kravim chol hamoed v'chein shar karbanos." Turei Evin used this as a proof that the prohibition of malach on chol hamoed is daraisa, because otherwise you would need a pasuk to waive it. But the Minchas Chinuch says no. Based on the Taz Yadua, the point of the pasuk is not to tell you it's asur midaraisa and here's a heter. It could be it's derabanan. But you can't forbid bringing karbanos on Chol HaMoed because there's a pasuk lahatir, and you can't, right, set up a gzeira when there's a pasuk explicitly that tells you that it's mutter, and that's the point of the pasuk. So that's how he defends the positions who say that Isra Chol HaMoed is derabanan, and yet the Gemara and Tmura provides a pasuk to say it's ledger. It's not saying this is why it's mutter, it's saying this is why Chazal couldn't make it usr. Okay, so like I said, I'm sure this is somewhere in Rav David Kahn's book. He has like a million. It's also untrue. There are many times when Chazal did in fact forbid things which are explicit in the pasuk leheter. You can come up with so many examples, but the takanos aren't necessarily foolish, but that's his point, right? Sometimes the Torah just doesn't say anything. It doesn't say it's mutter, it doesn't say it's usher. It's just not usher, so you're allowed to usher it, right? The example I like giving, because it's just such a reductio ad absurdum, is the case of Dam Tohar, right? Is that the Torah explicitly says that a woman gives birth, so for 7 days she is Tameh, or 14 days if it's a girl, and then she's Tahor, even if there's blood, for 33 days and 66 days, and that comes along Chomer de Rab Zera, and we say, no, you have to wait till the blood stops, right? That's a place where it's explicit in the Torah that even if there is blood, it is Tahor. It cannot possibly be Tameh. There's nothing you can do unless she's Yoledes Bezov that would make it Tameh. And yet, where it goes there on all Dam, because Haroat Tipazam Kechardel, Yoshev of Shivan Kim, right? So, and the Shevet Levi tries to defend it and says, no, that's a minog. It started as a minog. Minog can go against Mefurish Bekra, which doesn't comfort me at all. Why should a minog be able to go against something which is Mefurish Bekra and not a derabah? Whatever.
There's no rabbis involved in the minog.
I understand. I get it. But I understand the argument that it's not top down. It's bottom up. Bottom up is different because the people, what do they know? Fine, but it's...
I would ask Chachon
we weaker because it was clear they didn't give Gushpanka. Fine. Yeah, this is like the perpetual machlokas in my house, is who's responsible for Chorma Derb Zera? Is it the women who came up with the minhag or the rabbis who gave the Gushpanka to their minhag? Right, on the one hand, the Gemara says that Minos Yisrael Nagu, but then Ara says, yeah, but that's the only time that the minhag of women was listened to by the rabbis and codified to halacha. So why is it here is different? Fine. Okay. So that was a hara from last week. So now to the main sugi here in the Gemara. So the Gemara, as we saw last week, the Gemara takes the brisa that says ein mevid and tov debechag matzos. We're topic your testament base in beitzos. The Gemara says right, the Tanya ein mevid and tov debechag matzos mepnei chomet shabav lo batzeres mepneishu yom tov avol mevi atam tov zos debechag asukos shimon amar reyu omer bechag matzos bechag shuz bechag asukos v'kol shabav bechag matzos bav bechag. Matzos ain't no baba chagashuos, baba chagasukos. Sorry, ain't no baba. I skipped one. Baba chagashuos, baba chagasukos. We call shalom baba chagamatzos. Ain't no baba chagashuos, baba chagasukos. Reb Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Tadasa baba chagasukos. Yatzav edei chavasa mishum simcha v'im yosav mishum chagiga. So we have this brayso. The Gemara goes through several possibilities of what it means. The Gemara's conclusion is now, if we skip down to like the last third of the page, ki pligi. What they're arguing about is how long does it take for you to violate Bal Ta'acher, the prohibition to leave your karbanos too long. Tanakama savar sholosh regalim amrachmana afilu sholke sidran. The Tanakama says it's 3 yamim tovim in whatever order. Rav Shimon savar kesidran, it's 5. Up to 5, I mean, it's 3 Yom Tovim in order, right? Kisidron in, Shalok Kisidron. No, and Rosar Rishimon Omer, maybe Adam Tadas, Bechak Asukos, Amas, Ilam Chol Shamoit, etc. And the last position ends up saying that Sukos is Acharon. Right? That is, whenever Sukos in, Shazek Goreim, that is when you violate Bal Ta'acher. So you have 3 positions in the Gemara, right? When you dedicate a Karban, so how long do you have to bring it before you violate the prohibition of Bal Ta'acher, right? Lo Ta'acher Lishalmo, don't delay in bringing it. Either you have 3 Yom Tovim from when you made the promise, you have 3 Yom Tovim starting with Pesach, so either 3, 4, or 5 Yom Tovim, or you have till Sukkot whenever it happens to be. Okay, the main Sukkot in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah where we find some other positions. You look at source 2. The context of the Gemara is that the Mishnah had said there are 4 Rosh Hashanah, right, 4 days that are the beginning of the year for something, and the Gemara said that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. So the Gemara says Regalim Bechav Nisan. Who? Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? Aleph Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. It's not true. Pesach is, you know, not on the first day. B'chamisha Asar B'Nisan, who the first Chag is in the middle of the month. So Amar Rav Chisda, Regel Shabo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Now it's the month in which is the first of the months for the purpose of Chagim B'Nafkamina. Watch the halachic import of this. L'meikim Aleph V'Al Ta'acher. To tell you that you violate the prohibition of delaying your bringing of the carbon. Rib Shimon he. And it's the position of Rib Shimon. Ditanya. Now I'll quote the same Brisa, but a more expanded version. Echad hanoder v'echad hamakdash v'echad hamarech. Whether you make a promise, or you sanctify something based on Mikdash, or you sanctify, right, erchin, right, your value, or someone else's value, to the base of Mikdash. Kevin sh'avar lov shalosh regalim, once 3 yom tovim in the past, over al ta'acher, 3 yom tovim, whatever. Shimon omer, shalosh regalim kis sidran, and this is the position of the Mishnah, 3 in order, v'chag ha'matzos, t'chila. V'chein er v'shimon min yochai omer, regalim pa'amim, shlosha pa'am arba pa'am chamisha, and therefore, if you think it's 3 in order, so sometimes you violate after 3, sometimes after 4, sometimes after 5, yom tovim, ketzad, what's the case? Nadro f'nei Pesach, if you make the promise before Pesach, so then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, 3 yom tovim, shlosha, f'nei Atzeres, if it's before Shavuos, so 5, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. V'fnei Chag, arba, if it's before Sukkot, so 4, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. And then the Brisa continues. Tan Rabbanan Chiyuve Hadamin VeHa Erchin VeHa Charamin VeHa Kedeshos Chados Hashamos Olos Shlomim Stokos Umaisros. This violation applies to promises of money, of Erchin, of things that are Charame, either Kohanim or the Beis Hamikdash, either things going to God or to the Kohanim, things which you sanctify, right? Sin offerings, guilt offerings, right? Olos, whatever, fully burnt offerings, Shlomim, Stoko and Meiser, Bechor Meiser, Pesach Lechet Shichol Peah. Kevin Shavar on Lane Shlosh Regalim after 3 Yom Tovim, however you define it, over the Bal Ta'acher. Shimon Omer Shlosh Regalim Kesidron, again, Rav Shimon says 3 in order. Chag Hamatzos Tchila. Rav Meir Omer Kevin Shavar LeRegal Echad. Now we have another position, Rav Meir's position, that it's 1 Yom Tov. So here this is position number 4. Kevin Shavar Lane Regal Echad over Bal Ta'acher. Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov Omer Kevin Shavar Lane Shnei Regalim over Bal Ta'acher. It's 2. So now we have 5 positions. 1 Yom Tov, 2 Yom Tovim, 3 Yom Tovim, Sukkot, or 3 Yom Tovim in order. And we saw last week the Yerushalmi, 1 Yom Tov, but that Yom Tov is not Sukkot, it's Pesach. Right? So we have total 5 positions in the Bavli, plus another one in the Yerushalmi. We have 6 positions of how long it takes for you to violate Bal Ta'acher. My time in Tanakama. So why would the Tanakama say what he says? We already were talking about the Yom Tovim. Why do you say it again? Shimon says you didn't have to tell me about Sukkot because we're talking about Sukkot. Lama Nemar. So why do you repeat Sukkot? Lomer says Achron to say it's the last one. Remeir, my time, but Dechiv Vasa Shabbat Veisa Shama Rabban Hula say. Rabbi Meir came and Amar Rachmana, Icy Velo Icy. Rabbi Meir said, look, the Torah said bring it, you didn't bring it. Memela kam le Bal Ta'acher, so you violate Bal Ta'acher immediately. Elazar ben Yaakov, my time at Dechsev, Eila Tasel Hashem b'Moadechem. This is what you should bring on your holidays. Miad Moadim, Shnayim, the minimum of holidays with an S at the end is 2. Okay, so the Gemara again, we have 5 or 6 positions for how long it takes to violate Bal Ta'acher. Hand in hand with the prohibition There's also a positive mitzvah, mitzvah asay, to bring your korban immediately. And that's what the Gemara continues with. This is already on Daf Vav, but I just put it all together. Tana Rabbanan, Motzei Sifasecha, right, the pasuk is Motzei Sifasecha Tishmor, that which comes out of your mouth you should keep. Mitzvah asay, that's a positive mitzvah, Tishmor. The second part of it is Zumitzvah Los asay. The Asisa Atar LeBezdin, She Asucha tells you the Bezdin should force you. Beficha Tzedaka, Amar Rava, Tzedaka Mechayev El Alter, and this prohibition applies to Tzedaka, and Rava says you violate for not bringing tzedakah that you promised immediately. My time out, da'kai me'aniyim. Why? Because the poor people are there. Pshita, the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Ma'o detema kevin diminyana de karbanos. I might have thought that since tzedakah is mentioned in context of karbanos, ad da'avre le'shlosha regalim ki karbanos, so you might think that you have three regalim just like you do with karbanos. Kamash malon, hasam hu detalinu rachmanu biragalim, aval hacha lo da'shchiche aniyim. When it comes to poor people, since poor people are around, you have to do it immediately, or you violate the prohibition. Amarava, kevet shavala regal echad over base. Rava says, as soon as you hit one yom tov, you violate the ase. Of karbanos, motzeis vasecha. Right. So what we have is right. We have two. The Gemara has two obligations which are somehow related to each other. There's a positive command which you violate according to Rava after one yom tov, which is to bring the carbon you promised by the time you reach the next regel. There's a prohibition, in addition, of Baal Ta'achir, of not to delay it, not just to bring it, but to not delay it, which you violate either after one, two, three in order, Sukkot or Pesach, right? In addition to the essay. The Gemara also tells you that you violate this prohibition not just for carbonos, but for all these promises, tzedakah, maaser, lekach, shichva, etc. And the Gemara adds, seemingly, that you violate the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher for tzedakah immediately because poor people are around. Okay.
Does everyone hold that when it says Baal Ta'acher, it's after the Yom Tov? So in other words, when it says Sukkot is the Baal Ta'acher, it's after
so the
Yom Tov.
I don't remember if I put this on the source sheet. But yes, I mean, the Baal Ta'acher seems to be a complete Yom Tov, right? So if you made a neder, let's say, in the middle of Chol Moed, it would start counting like the next time, right? If you made a promise on Sukkot, you'd have a whole year, even according to the sheet of the Sukkot Achron.
Right, but until the end, and for Shavuot, it's the extra days for Teshuvah as well.
You would have, presumably, you'd have, right, because you have till the end of Yom Tov, right? That's the assumption.
Did you say even if you held that the end of Sukkot was a separate Yom Tov?
Presumably. So presumably Shmini Atzeres doesn't get into this count, right? It's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot.
The immediate obligation is on the Baal Ta'acher, or it's only the Mitzvah Seh?
This is what we're gonna have to explore, right? So what we need to explore is what is the relationship between these two mitzvahs, right? The Aseh and the Los Aseh. Right? What does it mean you violate the Aseh after one and not the Los Aseh for one, two, three, five, whatever? Is it true that you don't violate Lo Ta'achar, or maybe you start violating Lo Ta'achar, but you can't be punished till after three, right? Meaning, how married is the Los Aseh to the Aseh, right? Is it really true that there's this split, or is it deceptive? Right? These are all we're going to do really today is outline the basic issues that exist in the Rishonim and the Achronim, with like snippets. But that's one of the questions we're going to deal with. So I gave headings to just deal with the questions we're going to deal with, because again, we can't go through the whole sugya. It's a several block, very, very complicated, very large sugya. Not here, it's not. It's not the main sugya here, but we should at least get the basics down. Okay, so in no particular order, the first question to deal with is, how do we understand this tying of Baal Ta'acher to the Chagim? So there's two ways of understanding that. One is to say that it's actually a function of the regalim, meaning I was supposed to be at the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore God said, look, you promised a karban, so you're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. When's the logical time you're going to be at the Beis HaMikdash? Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkot. And the actual prohibition, therefore, is violated because of the regal. Or is it, no, the Torah said, it gave you a tkufat zman, it gave you a certain amount of time to bring the karban. It happened to say, okay, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, right? However you want to understand it, it hung the prohibition on the Yomim Tovim. But it's not really about the Yom Tov itself. Nafgamina is, okay, let's say it's been three Chagim, right? However you understand that, right? Make it easy. It was, you promised something on Aleph Nisan, and now it is Isru Chag Pesach a year and 22 days, 23 days later. Okay? So, when, so you're in violation of the prohibition, when do you violate anew every day, right? Are you in constant violation of the prohibition because, you know, well, it's past Yom Tov, right? I've gone through Yom Tovim, so now I'm constantly violating, or is it like every Yom Tov you check off, I violated today, but I'm not going to violate again until Shavuos, right? Is it that each Chag recreates the prohibition? Now, there is a nafgamina to that, because as the Beis Yitzchak points out, the nafgamina to that is, at this point, if I'm not going to get an extra X in my heavenly account until the next Chag, so the only thing that exists now is Motzeis Vasecha Tishmor Vasisa. So he says, okay, what's the difference between saying I'm violating currently a law or violating an assay? The nafgamina is how much money do I have to spend to ensure that I don't violate the law? Right? If it's a law, I have to spend all my money, which means I get back to I fly there to Israel for the Chag, I come back to Toronto, I get back, I realize, oh, I still owe a korban. I have to get the next flight that I can to Eretz Yisrael and go straight, because every minute I'm violating a law, and to violate a law, I have to give up all my money. So if to get a same day flight straight back to Israel is $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, I have to pay it, I have to go back. If no, I'm not going to violate the law again until the next Yom Tov, so I did something wrong, but now all I have is the assay of Motzeis Vasecha Tishmor Vasisa, and a mitzvah assay, I only have to spend a fifth of my money, right? So, okay, that might not help with a flight. I hope I have more than a fifth of my money is on a flight, but whatever the case may be. So that would be a potential nafgamina that it doesn't actually occur in this conversation, but it's later on. So that point, whether when we say one regal, two regals, three in order, Sukkot, Pesach, whatever, is it a function of the regal, right? That every time I hit the regal, I violate, or is it the kufat zman? And once that point has been hit, right, three yom tovim, now I violate constantly. I'm in constant violation of the law until I bring that karban. So that seems to be, in the end of the day, a machlokes, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Right, the Bavli.
The whole concept much more logical that it has to do with the regalim themselves.
So you'll see that's a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, right? It's right, meaning you can.
If it was a time thing. It really was a time thing. You know, if you make the point to Rabbi Meir or something, if you make the nether the day before Pesach, you're already violating it 8 days later, right? So it's not the same for everybody. In other words, if it really was, the Torah was makbid on zman, on how much time you're spending. Why would it tie into the regalim? It would say 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Here, there's no. It's a free for all time limit type of thing. But if you do it,
sort of, meaning it's like taxes, right? It's like, you know, whenever you make your money, you still owe you owe your taxes by, you know, whatever, April 15th in the States, April 30th in Canada. But if you file for an extension, right, so you get an arbitrary, right, 2 months, right? Like, everyone understands it's actually tkufat zman. It's not like it's a magic day, right? It's a, you know, it's not. April 15th is Gorindis, or you get an extension, so you get till, you know, another. I don't know, maybe that's a bad example. But the Svara to say that it's the Yom Tov makes a lot of sense, right? The Svara to say that it's that Yom Tov. But on the other hand, you could say, look, we want to formulate it differently. It's not Tkufat Zman. It's you have this number of opportunities after which you're in constant violation because you didn't take three opportunities, right? But that's the same way of saying Tufad Zman, right? It's not that each Yom Tov creates a new Isser, right? It's that, right, you have a certain number of opportunities after which you're in constant violation of the prohibition, right? So that, like I said, is Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Tzmura say pretty clearly, Amar Rava, Kevin Sh'Avra Lav Shlosha Regalim, B'chol Yom V'Yom, over Baal Ta'acher, right? This is not like too complicated. The Gemara says, every day you violate the law. You're in constant violation. The Yerushalmi, however, in 4 says no. Bon kum Rabbi Zera, bein regel, ma'u sheyavor, between yomim tovim, do you violate? So hesiv rabava, tani chagiga shlo kerva barishon, tikar of b'sheni, matirin lelavor, vod min hadava, sisa ba'asei, tishmar b'losasei, klumu over alasei, v'alosasei, lo ad sheyavor, alav shalash regalim. So the Yerushalmi concludes, no, right, you don't violate between yomim tovim, you violate, right, the asei, but the losasei says, right, is dependent on the Yomim Tovim. So that seems to be a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, or the Kilas Yaakov points this out, that he was convinced that it was Tully in the Regalim, like Sam. He was like, it must be Regalim. And then he said, and then someone pointed out to me it's against the Bavli, but don't worry, I have the Yerushalmi on my side. I don't know why he missed the Bavli. Like, he was just like so caught up in the Lumdus. He's like, someone pointed out to me it's Gemara Mefureshet. But the person pointed out to him that it's Gemara Mefureshet and Tmura. It's also Gemara Mefureshet in the main Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. So totally unclear to me what's going on in that piece in the Kilas Yaakov.
Shouldn't it depend also on the nature of the Korban?
Possibly, but the Gemara doesn't bring... Well, the Gemara doesn't bring that up by Karbanos. We'll see that will be relevant by Tzedakah, which is also on the list. But Karbanos, no. The Gemara assumes there's no difference.
Even though it's like a Chagiga, how can you...
Correct. You could have thought that it would be... no, there's one Karban the Gemara brings as an exception, and that is more than one. There's a few Karbanos the Gemara brings as an exception. Pesach, for example. Gemara says Pesach makes no... That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right? Pesach, you violate... When Pesach hits, and that's it, right? Like, that's it. You admit, like, Pesach, whereas it doesn't make any sense, right? It's just, like, this is not, it's just not necessarily
the same way, though?
What?
Isn't Chagig the same
No, Chagig is not the same.
Can you bring it, like, a month after Yom Tov is over?
No, but then you just miss it, right?
But then not can you be violated?
Right, so is it Bal Ta'acher? Well, so we'll take the easy case of Darman and Davos, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, the Gemara brings up by Pesach explicitly, right? I left that out of the sugya, but that's in the middle of this sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara just Pesach, you violate immediately. Okay, fine. The Pnei Yeshua deals with this, and the Pnei Yeshua says as follows: it says, "Od nira de nafka min atuva ben ase de regal echod uvein lav de val ta'acher de ase de regal echod eino ela b'shas regal atzmo." So he thinks that this question isn't just Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, but in fact, it's the distinction between the Aseh and the Los Aseh. Mm-hmm. He says, the Aseh, he says, is only at the Regel. Eino el b'shas regel atzmo. The Hachim Machma Pashtei the Krat. And he bases it on the Pasuk. Because he says, what's the Pasuk? The Aseh is, Motzeis v'asecha tishmor v'asisa, and the continuation of the pasuk is Uvasa Shama Vavesev Shama, and you will come to the Beis HaMikdash and you will bring it. Aval Kshaavar Haregel, but when you're not there, Oshenenas Vilo Allah, or you couldn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash, Uvahani the Ptir Lalas Regel, or you're exempt from going to the Regel. Kigon Tame, Omishain Lokarka, right? You don't have land, which is an exception, right? If you don't own land, you're not Chayav in Ali the Regel. If you're Tame, Sulo Mechayav Klal, Vafilo Aseleka. And he says, I think that's what the Yerushalmi says. Being regular, you know, over Basse. So that between Yom Tovim, you don't violate the Asse. Masha'en came beloved of all that. So he actually thinks the Yerushalmi is not like this. Right? He thinks the Yerushalmi is like him. Right? I mean, come on, Behedya. Right? The Kilas Yaakov understands the Yerushalmi not like Pnei Yeshua. Right? He thinks it's a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Pnei Yeshua thinks, no, that the Yerushalmi says exactly what he's saying, that the Asei you violate only at the Regel. The Losa say you violate constantly like the Bavli. The Chemin Shavar Shlash Ogalim, the Chayom over Balta Acher, and Memela Nira the Mahaitam Agufa, Afilu Imnenas, Velo Olu Ogalim, Afilu Acher, Mishigiz, Malchiv, Afla Acher, Regel Tzarech, Lavi, Lashach, Lodeshlech. He said, and what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is Ones. The Nafkamina is Ones. What if you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash? You're Pater from Alila Regel. So, you don't go up, you're not Ola Regel. Fine. So you don't violate the Aseh, because it's an Anus, right? The Aseh is violated because you went to the Beis HaMikdash and were derelict in bringing your carbon. Okay, but if I wasn't derelict, I wasn't chayiv to go to the Beis HaMikdash, I don't violate the Aseh. But let's say you pass in like the Tanakhama, that you have 3 Yomim Tovim, so I'm Tamei Yom Tov 1, I'm Tamei Yom Tov 2, and then, lo and behold, I'm Tamei Yom Tov 3. So Pnei Yeshua says that's fine, but for the Los Aseh, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash the third time, not because you're chayav in Alila Regel, but because you're chayav to bring the carbon, right? Because at that point, you have to bring the carbon. You need to find a way, right? You violate the lav, right? Alternatively, right? His point is, the Los Aseh is not totally in the Regel itself, it's a tkufat zman, or it's a number of opportunities. After a certain number of opportunities, you constantly violate. So he says, fine. But therefore, either, fine, I can't bring it to Sukkot, but if I know that I'm not going to be able to make it Pesach time for whatever reason, or Sukkot time, let's say, Sukkot time. Fine, I'm not going to be able to make Sukkot, but I know I can go in Elul, so then I'm Chayev by the third time. Because the Losaseh means that whatever excuse I had, time one and time two, did not go to the Beis HaMikdash, that exempted me from the Aseh. But once I'm hitting that time limit of the third Yontif, right, I need to make it there. So if I know I'm not going to be able to make it in Tishrei for whatever reason, for whatever legitimate reason, but I know I can go in Elul, so by the third Yom Tov I have to go, but by the first Yom Tov I wouldn't have to go. And that's the distinction between the Aseh and the Los Aseh. And if I'm Tameh, right, let's say I'm going to be Tameh for three Yom Tov in a row. It just turns out that way. So he says, by the third Yom Tov, bring an Al Yidei Shleach. Right? Send a Shleach to bring the carbon for you. Right? The first Yom Tov I'm not Chayev, because I have no chiyuv. The Aseh doesn't kick in unless I'm actually obligated to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Los Aseh kicks in as soon as the time frame is up. That's what Rava means. If there's one Yom Tov, you violate the Aseh. And then he says later, that every day you violate Bal Ta'acher. But he doesn't say, by the Aseh, Kol Yom V'Yom. Right, so you have the Bavli, which says clearly, at least for Bal Ta'acher, you violate every day. Right, that when we say Bal Ta'acher, you have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, Yom Tovim, whatever the case may be, not 6, Yom Tovim, once you've hit that, you violate every day, so at least the Lav, right, is not totally Beregel, is not dependent on hitting the Regel. The Yerushalmi, the way the Kilas Yaakov understands it, assumes that both Chiyuvim are dependent on Regel, and the Pnei Yeshua splits it, says they're not arguing. The Aseh is dependent on regel, and therefore, if I can't make it to the Beis HaMikdash on the regel, I don't violate. The Los Aseh is not, and therefore, after, by the third Yom Tov, I'm still Tameh, so send a Shliach, because even though I'm Pater from the Aseh, from the Los Aseh, I'm not Chayev once the time is up. Okay.
So he sees the Rishalmi and the Babli saying the same thing.
Yes, so he thinks the Babli and the Rishalmi are not, there's no Machlok, because they're just talking about different things.
Cross purposes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the you know, it's hard to see, right, what exactly in the Yerushalmi, could, right, and the Yerushalmi, it sounds like, over al-Aseh v'al-Losas, actually, no, you know, the Pnei Yeshua is actually Meduya, right, it says, over al-Aseh v'al-Losaseh, lo achi yavra lov shalosh rugolem, right, so, well, no, that's not true, because the Yerushalmi doesn't weigh in on what happens after three rugolem, right, so the
into it.
Right, so the way that Kilas Yaakov reads is that bein regular regal, meaning after the rugolem, right, you violate, per regel, right? The way that Kilas Yaakov reads it is that you violate the Aseh after one Yom Tov, and you violate each regel after three regelim. Right? That's how the Kilas Yaakov reads it, right? Meaning the Aseh is after one regel, and the Los Aseh, every regel after the third, you chalk up another violation. Right? That's how the Kilas Yaakov is reading the Yerushalmi. The Pnei Yeshua is reading the Yerushalmi, no. Like the Bavli, it's just there's a difference between the Aseh and the Los Aseh. The Aseh, you violate it after the first Yom Tov. The Los Aseh, you violate after you violate daily. Okay, so that's one. Okay, the second question to ask on the issue of Bal Ta'acher is, okay, when we say that you have three regalim, or five regalim, or one regal, or two regalim, whatever. When you say, let's just use three from now on, right? You say we have three regalim, okay? So, does that mean that lechadchila I can wait three regalim, or lechadchila I can wait one regal mibchinat the lav, right? There's the aseh, right? But is it that, look, as soon as the first Yom Tov comes and I haven't brought my karban, so I'm not in full violation of Bal Ta'acher, like I don't get punished, but I'm already at a potential Bal Ta'acher, right? Like I'm ma'acher, just I'm not ma'acher enough to violate the lav, right? It's like a shear. Right, it's like I had half a kezias of pig. Right, it's not called eating pig until I had a kezias, but you're not allowed to have half a kezias of pig either. So, is it like that with Bal Ta'acher, that even from the perspective of the lav, right? I made a promise on Aleph Nisan, so when Rosh Chodesh comes, I already violate the lav chatzi shir, Shavuos chatzi shir, Sukkos shir. I fully violated Bal Ta'acher, or is that, no, from the vantage point of the lav, I don't violate anything until 1, 2, 3. Now you violate. right? Okay.
So it's more like the assay in some ways. If you go Chatzis Shir, it's more like...
Correct. It is the Chatzis Shir, so then you would say the assay and the losay are very much correlated, right? That, yes, and that's the subsidiary question, right? So if you think they're correlated, what you're saying is, look, you fully violate the assay after one Yom Tov, but it's only a Chatzis Shir of the law, because basically they're the same thing, right? The law is a more intense version of the los assay. Or do you say, no, they're two completely separate things, right? The lav you violate only after three Yom Tovim. The assay you violate after one. Those are two different things. But the zman piraon is not until, you know, Sukkos, right? From the vantage point of the lav, you don't violate until Sukkos. So now,
what was the reality then? In other words, did people go for all Shalosh Pragalim, or they went once during...
The chiyuv is to go each time, right, if you're within, you know, the requisite walking space and the reality.
We don't know.
I mean, we have places in the Gemara where they record it, but, you know, the only time we have the Gemara's description is by Pesach. That one time they counted and they knew there was 1.2 million people there, right? Like, that's what we know, right? Historically, very hard to say. You know, you can ask Ari Lam. I'm sure he knows more than I do. That's normally how I email when I don't know. And then he sends me back 500 pages of material and whatever.
Who's this?
Ari Lam. Sam met him over Shabbos. He's like a very good friend of mine, but he's doing his like PhD in antiquity stuff. So he like knows this stuff cold from the historical perspective, which I don't. Okay. So...
Could have been a very significant number.
What?
It could not have been a very significant number.
I don't know.
Unless you believe in all the Nisim that...
Well, I mean, the Gemara says it was 1.2 million, right? At least that Pesach, right? Look, it's hard to fathom that there were a million people at Reb Avadia's funeral, but I was there, right? It was like, you know, like, it was, you know, you can say Chacham Harazim L'Kol Adea, like... You know, it was intense. Almost got killed. But
there were crowd control consultants that said that you wouldn't be able to fit that many people in.
It was crazy. It was the craziest thing in the world. I literally nearly died. And I spent the whole time hitting people's hands away because they were trying to pickpocket me. It was
900,000.
I like Mamish made it to the Aron. Like I was at the coffin. Like you would think we would have a little bit more respect there, but like, anyways. This experience. Okay, so fine. Now, the raya to how you paskin on this is the tztaka question. Right, the tztaka question. Because the Gemara says you violate tztaka miyad. Because shchichei aniyim. Okay, so what does that tell you about the violation of Baal Ta'achir? Right? What does the Gemara mean? So there's three deos in Rishonim, which each point to a different possibility. So if you look in 6, what does the Gemara mean when it says you violate Baal Ta'achir with staka immediately? Does it mean it or not? So Tosfos says as follows: Hadam Arava Lekamanu Staka Mechayvel Al Alter. That which the Gemara says that staka you violate miyad, hani mili dekay me'aniyin. That's only if poor people are around, as the Gemara said. But you don't have to look for the poor people until it's three regalim. And then when it says it's obvious, the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? And the Gemara says, I might have thought that since it's mentioned in context of karbanos, you have to wait three yom tovim, ki karbanos. That's when even poor people are there. The ain lafarish, and you can't say the hard dekamar over the altar hainu assay. You can't say that which you violate immediately is the assay. Ki da ashkechan beachrine to be regal echad over baassay. Tim kain havele lemeimer ad the over alei regal echad ke korban. So Tosu says tztaka, you violate immediately even the law. The only thing is that why do we say Shalosh Regalim even by Tztaka? To tell you that if there aren't poor people around, so then you get three Yamim Tovim. So the Achronim will point to Tosfos and say, okay, what is Tosfos really saying? Tosfos is saying that you start violating Baal Ta'achir immediately. It just depends. Do you violate Baal Ta'achir in full force or not? Well, it depends. Is it the type of thing that we can actually hold you culpable for not giving? Well, a korban, if you didn't bring it Pesach, maybe you were supposed to bring it Pesach, but can we say you fully violated Baal Ta'achir? No, because now you're not in Yerushalayim, And you're not expected to go back to Yerushalayim because you don't fully violate the law until Sukkos. But Staka, which there's poor people around you to just hand it to, so you violate immediately. But if there aren't poor people around, so then it's domed at Karbonos, then it's like Karbonos, and when do you violate? Three Yomim Tovim. So Tosfos clearly holds that Balta Acher, you start violating immediately. Right? It's just that the full force of it isn't until three Yomim Tovim. Why? Because until you have three opportunities, we can't fully hold you liable. But if we could hold you fully liable before three Yomim Tovim, we would. What case is that? Aniyim. Right? Poor people, assuming there are poor people around, so you're in constant violation. You have constant opportunities, so you violate Balta Acher fully right away. Now the Rajba says, wait a second. If you're right even at Karbanos, that Balta Acher you violate immediately, it's just that we can't hold you liable but Karbanos because you don't have always have opportunity, so we hold it off until later to say you fully violate, then what if you live in Yerushalayim? Right? What if you live in Yerushalayim? Right? Lishitas Hatosvos. Right? If Balta Acher means you violate always, it's just that you don't fully violate until you've had enough opportunities. So just like he says, therefore when you have enough opportunities like Staka, you violate immediately. If you live in Yerushalayim, you should violate immediately. Right? So the Rajba says 7. Didi kasha li tuv, I don't understand. Chada dim isa ki kamar rachman lover b'karbanos avir shalosh regalim and misham dula atrich alei ad shalosh regalim. He said, if, what is Tosfos really saying? That you don't fully violate the law for three regalim because the Torah doesn't, right, lo atrich alei, doesn't cause you stress, doesn't make you go out of your way for the purpose of the law until three regalim pass. V'kevan shekein ilu isi b'Yerushalayim v'afir shei l'karbon yavar lav la'altar. So if you live in Yerushalayim, you should violate immediately. Da koi mikdash v'koi mei kohanim v'kaim v'behema. Because here's the base of mikdash, here are the kohanim, here's the animals. Why is that different than staka? V'od. D'chevim d'chayim v'asei. And he says, I have a better chap for you. What are you telling me? That the Torah can't expect you to bring a karbon until three yamim tovim. Narishkeit. You violate l'kol haderz d'aseh after one Yom Tov. So the Torah can expect you to bring it after one Yom Tov. What are you talking about? The Gemara already told you that mi d'oraisa, the Torah does make you bring a karbon. So if you think that the svara is, you can't fully vate val ta'acher until three Yom Tovim, because the Torah can't really expect you to bring the karbon by Pesach. You made a promise, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Torah can't really expect you to bring it by Pesach. That's not true. The Torah does. It's called the Asay of Motzis Vasecha Tishmor Vasisa. What are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. So he says, it's just not true. Right? Dechev and Dechev Asay Regal Echad Muvei Shama Vavesim Shama Memeila Likam Alta Acher Kerub Meir. Then you should paskin like Reb Meir, who says, Dechev Lavia Vekem Shemachay Vekav Brother Yerushalayim Yavar Dechev Mikdash Vekohanim. He said, that's Reb Meir. Reb Meir says one regal, both for Asay and Los Asay, saying exactly what you're saying. You violate as soon as you have an opportunity. Fine, but we don't pass in the way. The Ode, Bechol Shal Shagol, Mechai Balt Acher, and you should violate Pesach, and then Shavuos again, and then Sukkos again. The Mai Reb Shimon Kisidron, why in God's name would Reb Shimon need Kisidron? Right? 5, right? You make a promise the day after Pesach, so what, you get 5 Yom Tovim? Why? 5 opportunities and you still don't violate Balt Acher? You can't tell me it's a question of do you have the opportunity or not. It doesn't make any sense. Right? You had 3 regels, which normally is enough. Here you get 5. My time over chad b'shlosh. What is this 3, 4, 5 business? Ella. He says, must be. It's Xeris HaKosuv. The Aseh you violate immediately, and the Los Aseh you have however many Yom Tovim you drink. 3, 4, 5. And he thinks that's even true for Tztaka. So then what does the Gemara say when you violate Tztaka immediately? The Gemara doesn't mean it. What does the Gemara mean? You violate the Aseh immediately. That's it. The Lav is a Shear. You can't violate till you run out of time. When Rava says you violate immediately, it means the asay. Kedashin motzvah zechel to mitzvah asay. V'hayni amad the Rava lo amra da hayplukta da hani tanoi v'lo abraisa v'chitin or neder l'idach braisa motzvah zechel. Okay, so at one end you have the Tosfos who says Baal Tachar you violate constantly. It's just that for Karbanos we give you a bunch of opportunities, and therefore you don't fully violate Baal Tachar till later. Rajma says it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, tztaka, which you have the opportunity to always, you violate immediately. Rajma says it can't be, because first of all, the Torah does expect you to bring it immediately. That's the assay. Second of all, the svara that of Shlosh Kesidron makes no sense according to this, because if we can expect you to bring a carbon within a year, it shouldn't matter whether that year is before or after Pesach, right? If I make a neder on Yud Dalid Pesach, Yud Dalid Nisan, so I get 1 year, right? If I make it on Chav Gimel Nisan, I get almost 2 years, right? Well, whatever. Not 2 years. Whatever. I get five modim. Right? I get another cycle. But it makes, he said, just lo yitachein, lo yala ladat. The Ran has a third position. The Ran splits the difference. He says, depends. It depends on if it's kadshim or not. So fichachani omer, the midi did tali be mikdash, the chayve hekdeshos, the karbonos tali gabler gom. He says, look, if it's tali in the mikdash, so then it's like Tosvos, that we give you, sorry, it's like the Rajba, that it's a shear. You have a certain number of regalim. Why? Because Yomim Tovim, or the regalim, are the koveya for karbanos. Why by tztaka do you violate Baal Ta'achir immediately? Because what does tztaka have to do with the karbanos? It has nothing to do with karbanos. Tztaka is to your poor people. Mitad lo tali b'mikdash kit tztaka lo tali b'regalim klal v'leka plukta bin kamenim lo kaime uvein hechad dekoi gami mikdash v'konim lehechad lo koi shator lo nasid v'rom l'shurim. The sad yesh lo b'svar adim, and he said, I think the Rambam agrees. But the Rambam says, Milchus matnos aniyim, ha'omer harel I sell it tztaka, because he says, if I promise that sell it tztaka, harel I sell it hazu tztaka chayfa litin laniyim mi yad. Because the Rambam says it, but he only says it by tztaka, but he doesn't say it by karbanos. You have three shitos, right? You have Tosvos, who says that Baal Ta'acher, basically, you violate immediately, because it's just that the Torah won't, it's like Chatzi Shir. The Torah won't fully make you violate until after three regalim or five regalim. But you started violating Chatzi Shir immediately. And therefore, tztaka, where you have constant opportunities, you violate fully immediately. The Rajba says, no, the entire thing is Xeris Akasu. The Aseh tells you, bring it immediately, bring it by the first Yom Tov. The Loz Aseh says, you have three regalim or five regalim, and that's all there is to it. The Ran says, it depends. Karbanos, you have three regalim, you have five regalim. Tztaka, you don't, because it's not totally b'mikdash. Okay. In 9, I gave you an article, which was in YU Torah, because it was easier to copy than actually look in the Acharonim, right? From Ali Erman, Rav Ali Erman, where he summarized the Acharonim, but basically all the Acharonim say the same thing. And they say, how do you explain it? So if you see the bolded parts, he says, there's two ways of understanding the Isser Baal Ta'achir. Either, the bolded part. Shadin shalosh regalim hu kviyat zman ha-piraon. As I said, either three regalim is the amount of time you have to pay. Mitzan sheni, right, the next bolded part. Yitan lo mardim emet kol chiyuv mitzvah shechal lov stam lo kviyat zman hu chiyuv lasas miyad. Afo pi shkiyasa achar zman gam ken yaktim chiyuv lo kev over al mitzvah mikol makom kol yom izmane hu mechayiv lasas oso achshav. Alternatively, you say no. You immediately violate. It's just you don't fully violate until the end. If you look at the end of this first paragraph, he proves it from the Me'iri. He says, "I am the lashon Me'iri shekasav she'achrei shalosh regalim over mishum she'icharo yoser midai." Because Me'iri says, "Why do you violate? Because you waited too long." But that tells you that even if you waited a little bit, it's called ichro, that you delayed it. It's just that you didn't violate. You didn't push it too long. Mashish miyad chashuv ichor el she'inu over atchem achar yoser midai b'shalosh regalim shushir ha'ichor. And he says, and that's the machlokas. Tosvos says that it is, right, it's a sheer ichor, right? Really, you're violating it at all times. It's just we can't fully hold you liable until you've had enough opportunities. But therefore, tztaka, since you always have the opportunity, you violate the full prohibition immediately. The Rajba says, no, it's a certain amount of time. That's just what it is. And the Ran says, it depends. Karbanos is a certain amount of time or a certain number of opportunities. Tztaka, which isn't talik b'mikdash, you're really liable immediately. You just, you know, and therefore you violate right away. He notes that one of the nafkaminas that all the achronim love picking up on is this following machlokas Ran and Rush. The Gemara says this in Bet. He says v'hine amru b'gemara baal ta'acher de naziros heichem eshkachas. The Gemara said, what's the case of naziros? Amar Rava kagon de amar lo efter mina olamat shein nazir. The Gemara says, how can you violate Baal Tachar by Nazir if you say, I won't die without becoming a Nazir? Nechelku HaRishonim B'Feir Shigmara, and the Rishonim argue what that means. Lufi HaRan over a Baal Tachar Miyad. According to the Ran, you violate immediately. V'il Lufi HaRash in over a Baal Tachar Ad Shiyav Rishalosh Regalim. The Rosh says you don't violate until three Regalim. So what are they arguing about? So we look at Gimel. Right, because of Achronim, Shaharan Tavas Shishir Shalosh Regalim Uzman Chiyu Piron Aneder. The Ran says that it is the time of Piron Aneder. Klomar Torah Nasna Shalosh Regalim Shad Az Chayev Lefrav Achach Nechshav Me'acher Over Me'al Ichor Alkein Kasher Mechayev Atzma Lavi Miyad Haril Alter Uzman Chiyu Vukshemacher Over Miyad. So just like the Ran said by Tztaka, right? That you have a certain amount of time. So he said, look, Karbanot, you have a certain amount of time. But if I say, I won't die without bringing Nazir, so you didn't attach it to the Karbanot, so it's like Staka. And therefore you violate immediately. Because if you didn't set a time on it, then the time is now. It's just that the Karbanot is Xer Zarkozov that is tied to Yom Tov. The Rosh who says, no, you always violate three, says, yeah, because that's the Tkufat Zman. You always have to violate, you have to wait for three of them Tovim, or you don't violate. And that is how the Achronim do it. And they say, the Achronim also say that that question itself, I put this in the bolded part of the end, on the bullet point, they say, what is that question really dependent on? So they say the question of whether three regalim is the Zman Piraon, or is how much time you get, or is just like, you know, you have... Meaning, do you violate the lot at all in advance, or you wait until the three regalim, right? You just have this number of opportunities, or you're constantly violating and building up your iser. They say it seems to depend on whether it's a chiyuv hagavra or a chiyuv hakarban, right? Is it that the karban must be brought within this amount of time? Because then, from the vantage point of the karban, it makes no sense to say the karban is, right, the integrity of the karban is being violated day by day, right? Your taxes don't care when they are brought, right? Your taxes need to be in by then. Their integrity is not violated if you brought it, you know, you waited until the last minute, until April 30th to bring it, right? If it's about this money has to get to this place by that time, so then the only thing that makes sense is to say that this is how much time you have to pay, right? There's no benefit of bringing it earlier. Right? There's no moral compunction, right? The government doesn't care if you're a good person or a bad person. They care that the taxes get in by the day that it's due. End of story. That's all there is to it, right? If this is Baal Ta'acher is a chiyuv on you, right? That you shouldn't be somebody who is ma'acher bringing the karban. So it makes sense to say you can be a little bit derelict or you can be a lot of bit derelict, right? You can be too derelict, right? Once you're saying that the focus is the person, you can distinguish. But if you're talking about the object, right? This is how much time it needs. We look until the carbon must be in, so it doesn't make any sense to say that there's any violation. Now again, that may be the difference between the assay and the los assay, where the los assay says the integrity of the object, of the carbon, is not violated until past three regalim. But your personal moral standing is in question if you haven't, at the first opportunity, brought the carbon. Okay, yeah, someone has a question. No. Okay.
So what does that mean vis-a-vis a mitzvah? If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah and you lose that opportunity right away,
so
penalized because it was in front of you and you didn't.
I mean, that's basically what that's what Tosa says for tztaka. I don't want to get too much in the tztaka question. The Acharonim bring it like five different ways you can get out of it, even within tztaka. So, for example, right, if I say I'm going to bring tztaka by 6 months from now, then I don't violate for 6 months, right, because I've set a time, right, then I'm not being ma'acher, right, I can artificially create a time, or I can say, I'm not going to give money until that guy comes to ask me because I want to give it to him, right? You can do that. But if you just say, I'm going to give tzedaka, the presumption is you give it immediately, yes, right? As soon as possible.
Of lost opportunity or something like
that? Yeah, exactly.
Where do we learn from, I mean, we learn from Sukkim Baal Tachar. We learn both in Asay and Lot Asay from Baal Tachar. How do we learn that by the Dharma and Davos? How do we learn that by tzedaka?
That's part of the Xerzah Kosov that I cut out in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, but it's from Beficha. It's a drash on beficha.
That's it.
Right. But yeah, it's a pasuk. Okay. Fine. And Dalit I gave you can look at how this plays out in the context of aniyim. What?
How does it work for mitzvah?
other mitzvahs that aren't on this list.
Like tefillah, like lula.
So that's not really bal ta'achir. You just sort of missed your chiyuv, right?
You missed your opportunity.
Yeah, that's different.
I was thinking that why doesn't anybody say it that way? That when you violate the mitzvah, let's say it starts from the beginning. As long as you haven't done it, you know, you're
violating the essay.
Yoshe b'ched say it, so to speak.
Right, but you haven't violated the law.
So
that does seem to be right. Meaning. Everyone seems to think that the assay, at least, is a...
Right, but as far as the love goes, you haven't really been over the love until the time has passed.
Well, that's what the Rashba says. I mean, that is what the Rashba says. That's the Rashba. The Rashba does say that, and the Ran says that for Karbanos, it's Tosvos, and the Ran for non-Karbanos, this is not that way. But that's exactly what the Rashba argues, right? The assay is on you, and the Losa say is on the Karban, mm-hmm. right? Your moral standing is in question vis-a-vis the assay immediately. Vis-a-vis the Losa say, it just needs to be in by next, right? I don't care if you're a good guy, you just have to bring it by then. Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Okay. You have one opinion where it's a Xera Katuth that decides that Staka is one way for Bal Ta'achir and that Korbana is another.
The Ran, right.
Fine. For all the other opinions, okay, where you have a difference between Staka...
Well, the Rashba thinks there's no distinction. Right.
Okay. So again, you have one that says it's immediate.
Right. The Rashba just says they're all the same. You violate the assay immediately. You don't violate the los assay until three. The Ran says for tzedakah you violate both immediately. For karbanos there's a split between assay and los assay, and for tosfos you always violate the los assay immediately, just not fully. Okay. Right. Except for tzedakah, which you violate immediately fully.
But is there any opinion that basically says that the Chachamim set the Bal Ta'achir based on necessity? In other words, there was a necessity to give the Anim immediately, and then so that people would make the Darim and the Kavod, there was a necessity to have
yes.
it.
Yes. So look at Dalet. This is what I skipped. But that's what the Chazon Yechezkel says. He says, Hakav ha-gyoni nimshach. B'divrei Yechezkel perish. As far as ha-tosos kaim anim, eino mitam shkol she'efshar l'chaim chayovaso chayim lasos zos miyad. It's not what I said, that it's about moral standing. It's about need. A kavana shechiv tzedaka hulamali machzor anim. The point of tzedaka is to give money to people who need it. Hayod anim kayomim chal miyad chiyuv l'malai machzor. And since the poor people are here, you need to give it to them. So if you don't give it to them, it was too late because this poor person wasn't helped. Etc. If you skip down, but the karbanos, right? I mean, whatever. The rest of it is karbanos. That's not true, right? No one's harmed. So yes, the Chazon Cheskel says exactly what you said. It's not about the moral standing of you. It's about how desperate is this need. Karbanos, God doesn't need your karban. So he says, three yomim tofim. Staka, the people need it. So it's about, right, whether or not, right, it's necessary. Staka is necessary immediately, right? So yes, the Chazon Cheskel says what you just said.
Right. Well, you said it's a chefza that counts. In other words, the
core. Correct. Right. He says it's both about chefza, and he says it's just that by staka, the chefza matters. Right, immediately. But karbanos it doesn't because God couldn't care less.
Right.
Except yes.
for a mayor who says it's one.
Except for a mayor who makes them equivalent. Exactly. The Asay and the Losa say where this wouldn't be true. The Rashash says something shocking, which is just totally different derech. And he says, L'chore das atosas la'el, did stakos, gam stakos, bal ta'achir, did hu, talib b'rugolim, m'kain b'zman hazad, d'leka raya v'simcha, ri'ya v'simcha, ein ase ein something alayu b'val ta'acher lahaduri basrayu b'shalosh rugalim after gamlin yonzen emre davar shem minyan tarach minyan acher latir after batal atam, right? And he implies without getting to his dion that it's derabanan, that Tosfos never meant it, right? That no one ever meant that you violate stock immediately. You violate stock immediately derabanan, perhaps for the reason that Howie said, because the poor people need it. So the Chazal were even more machmer on stock.
This concept that the Shosh Regalim is a fair cut, but the mitzvah of Stakhan is miyad, and that's falls more logically. Isn't it the opposite? How many mitzvahs do we have that there's no time limit? Like, first of all, what does it mean that you have to give the knee and miyad?
I guess if you promise to give Stakhan, so as soon as the...
3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, I had a nightmare.
No, it's outside. No, it's as soon as the first opportunity comes up. Right, that's what even Tosfos says that, right? If there's no poor people, then everyone agrees you can wait 3 regalim. It means that if I promise to give tzedakah.
I know there's a guy outside.
Well, there's always
so at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know there's a guy.
And he knocks on the door, then you have to go out and give it to him. Yeah, according to Tosfos, so you have to. If you say, I'm giving tzedakah, according to Tosfos, if someone knocks on your door at 3 in the morning, you have to give it to him then.
And even if he doesn't knock on my door, I just happen to know there's a guy outside. I know there's a guy outside sleeping in a tent on my front lawn because he doesn't have enough money.
It sounds like from Tosfos and Chaname, you'd have to go immediately.
Isn't that the pizzoni?
I mean, that sounds like what Tosfos is getting at, right?
So we have to do them right. Immediately. Yeah, it's very nice if you've done by Nace. And it's very nice.
I mean, it could be that there's some sort of, maybe till the next chag, like the assay, I'm not really sure, but it sounds like from Tosfos, as soon as you're pogeya, but not, right, you're pogeya not in ani, right, as soon as...
But that's highly unusual for mitzvahs, because usually we go by, you know, by what the format is, and we don't go by the moral implications of, like, the guy starving.
You're not chayev to make that promise, it's just you did. That's the point.
All right.
Right? He's saying, right. It's not like you have to go out of your day. It's I wake up and say, I'm going to give tzedakah, and you know there's someone standing outside the door going to Tosfos, you just obligate yourself. It's not right? It's not like tefillah, where the obligation comes mimela.
All right, but when, right? You know, how far does it go?
It sounds
if
like...
the guy isn't on my front lawn, look, but I know on Bathurst and Steeles, there's this guy with a sign that, you know, I'm starving. And,
right, so Tosfos makes it sound like that you wouldn't have to do, right? He says, you don't have to be mechazer acharayu until 3 regalim. Right? It sounds like it depends on immediate, right? But yeah, it sounds like if someone knocked on the door, you'd have to give it at 3 in the morning. Sorry. Whether you'd have to go outside or that's called machazer acharayu, I'm not sure, right? Where Tosfos draws the line, I don't know. Right? Tosfos seems to draw the line between chayme aniyim and machazer acharayu, right? Is the poor person here or do I have to find him, right? What does it mean to find him? I'm not sure. But, okay.
Do I, the minute I get up, have to use the lulu nesser or can I wait till halal to do the bracha?
So again, that may be a different issue, right? That's not an issue of Bal Tacher, right? That's an issue of a mitzvah which has a zman, right? That's reason makdimen. And again, that may be the difference between reason makdimen and mitzvah shebel yadcha and yafe mitzvah b'shaito. Rav Asher tries to draw distinctions between these different principles. If in other mitzvahs really have anything like this or not, it depends on how you put all those principles in play. Okay, we're already over time, but just to quickly mention what's going on here. Rashi here has a very bizarre comment, okay, just to throw out the issue. Rashi here says that you have to bring the karban by the first Yom Tov. He says, he says it's an Eitzah Tova. And all the Acharim say, what in God's name does Rashi mean? Bringing the karban by the first Yom Tov in Eitzah Tova, it's a Chiyuv Darais. It may not be the Los Aseh, but according to everybody, it's the Aseh, right? So what does he mean? So the Pnei Yeshua just quickly says, right, in 12, right? The Chacham Tzvi said, I don't understand. The My Eri Eitzah Tova, Vada Lavach Gim Shalav Revelation over Basay. You violate the Asay after one Yom Tov. What is Rashi saying after one Yom Tov? It's good advice, so you don't violate Baal Ta'achir. So if you go after the ellipsis, he says, Omnam Ken Lefer Nir Lefian Is Daiti. Yesh Liash Lufarish. The Hadak Marav Per Kam the Rashana. Kevin Chavler Galachot over Bishabase, Hainu Baase do Vasa Shama Vesa Shama, Gimme Sin Lemon, Hainu de Dafka Baafish Lakriv, the Bahachi Mukmin Lakra, the Vasa Shama Vesam Shama, Perakam Rashana, Val Omar, Velo Afresh, Delfin La Hasam, Maase, Motu Zachatishmor Vasisa, Hainu Mitzvah Ase, Imkane, Ikalamemer, Dul Ovar Beregal Rishon, Mehechetes, the other of a past the Kra, Masm the Ase, Motu Zacha, Hainu Dum did Losa, Say the Shmor, the Hainu Shosher Golem Dafka. So the Penetio says as follows. He says, I think there's a difference between Afrish velo Amar Afrish and Amar. It says, when does the Gemara say that you violate the Asay immediately? Only if you were Mafrish the Karban but didn't bring it. But if you promised and weren't Mafrish the Karban, you don't even violate the Asay until 3 regalim.
Where do you see those words?
What?
Afrish and Amar.
Right, Afrit, right, Aval Omar Vel Afresh.
No, where does he say, where does he see that in the Gemara? He just makes it
start. So where does he get it from?
Yeah.
And the Kilas Yaakov says he gets it from the Pasuk. And if you look at 14 and 15, he says, he argues that it's from the Pasuk. Because what are the two Pasukim? He says, Ki ti dor neder l'Hashem elokecha, lo se'acher l'shalmo, ki darosh yidreshenu Hashem elokecha meimach, v'ya b'cha chet. When you make a promise, don't delay bringing it. Okay, but what's the assay? Kiyim ha'makom asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem and kosher v'dechem l'asum v'shem ha'osham l'shechnos v'shu v'vasa shama v'avisim shama lov seichem v'zivchem v'esmosor seichem v'estrom asyitchem v'nidreichem v'nivdov seichem v'choros b'karchem v'sonchem. So Kilei Yaakov says, the assay, what's the assay? Havisim shama, which tells you, what do you bring? Only something that exists. Right? So he says, you start violating the assay after one regel if you had it and you didn't bring it. Right, hevesim shama, you have it, but you didn't bring it. But the lo sase, right, tells you, ki tidor neder l'Hashem elokecha lo sacher l'shama. Once you've promised, don't bring it too late, whether or not it exists. Right? So the Kilos Yaakov says, even though many of the Akronim don't like what the Pnei Yeshua says, he says, what is Rashi telling you? It's like this. If you promise, and you aren't mafreshet, you don't violate anything until three regel. And then it's only good advice to bring it as soon as possible. But once it exists, you were mafresh it. And now there's something to bring, the assay kicks in immediately because it's staring you in the face and you're supposed to bring it. Right? It's crying as you're, you know, getting in the car to drive to Yerushalayim, your animal, supposed to be your carbon, is making its, you know, it's screaming to you, I'm supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, right? You violate, but if it doesn't exist yet, so you don't have to go, right? It's Yud Gimel, you make a promise, I have to go shopping for another animal, nah. But if I have it sitting there, I have to bring it. So the Kilos Yaakov argues that in fact, it's a difference of Amar Velo Afresh, and he proves it in the Gemara, if you want to know, from 16, right? From Yoresh. Where by Reb Zera, Yoresh Ma'u B'Valta Acher, and he says, the Gemara asked this question by Yoresh, because the Yoresh has the Karban, but he didn't promise, right? Kitidor nedam rachmana v'halo nadar udilma uvasa shama v'evesim shama v'amachayev. Right? On the one, he didn't promise. On the other hand, the carbon exists. Tashma detan rebchia meimach pratli yoresh. And he says, there's exeris akosav that excludes the yoresh. And he says, the yoresh, he thinks, right, doesn't violate without the, right, if, he thinks the yoresh doesn't violate either if his father promised, and now he's supposed to bring it, right? But he hasn't been mafreshed because he neither promised it, nor does it exist. If it exists, so he's not chayv in the los asay yet, it's chayv in the asay. And he thinks, in theory, he could come up with permutations the other way, but we're already over time, so I'm not going to go into it. We'll meet up again in a few weeks. I'm not sure exactly when.
The difference between the korban and suk also is by suk, the money is considered furish, if you like, from the beginning.
Correct.
Says, right. In other words, money doesn't need any money sitting in its commodity. It's
correct. But if you could construct a case where it wouldn't be, for example, you say I'm going to give money to that ani, or I'm going to give this money to that ani, right? Then it would be equivalent, and that's one of the big dinim of halacha is how do we, right? If we pledge money, right? Why aren't we have to bring it immediately? So sometimes you are, but the post can say, well, it depends, right? How did you bring money? If you dedicated money and you expect that you're going to pay it when the you know buyer gives you your invoice. Right, so until the buyer gives you your invoice, you're not chayav because that's what you had in mind.
Isn't there a difference if I say this matbeah is going to
right, and if I say this matbeah is going to Zaka, it would depend, right? And if I say it's going to that ani, it's going this, etc. Yeah, okay, we're over time, so say it.